a considered appraisal of 2020, that was the year that was. 2020, year zero. The year the global capitalist ruling classes, having finished their dance of the seven veils, did away with the last fig leaf of democracy and reminded everyone who is actually in charge, and exactly what happens when anyone challenges them. In the relatively short span of the last 10 months, societies throughout the world have been transformed beyond recognition. Constitutional rights suspended. Protests banned. Dissent actively censored. Government officials are issuing edicts restricting the most basic aspects of our lives, where we can go, when we can go there, how long we are allowed to spend there, how many friends we are allowed to meet there, whether and when we can spend time with our families, what we are allowed to say to each other, who we can have sex with, where we have to stand, how we are permitted to eat and drink, etc. The list goes on and on. The authorities have assumed control of the most intimate aspects of our daily lives. We are being managed and corralled like inmates in a prison, told when to eat, sleep, exercise, granted privileges for good behavior, punished for the slightest infractions of an ever-changing set of arbitrary rules, forced to wear identical, demeaning uniforms, albeit at the moment only on our faces, and otherwise relentlessly bullied, abused, and humiliated to keep us compliant. None of which is accidental, or has anything to do with any actual virus, or any other type of public health threat. Now before some of you go postal, I do believe there is an actual virus, from which a number of people have actually died, on which at least has contributed to their deaths, but I am prepared to die in a ditch before contradicting the statement that there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever of any authentic public health threat that remotely justifies the totalitarian emergency measures we are being subjected to or the damage that is being done to society. Whatever you believe about the so-called pandemic, it really is as simple as that. Even if one accepts the official science, you do not transform the entire planet into a totalitarian nightmare in response to a health threat of this nature. The notion is quite literally batshit insane. GCRC is not insane, however. They know exactly what they are doing, which is teaching us a lesson about power. A lesson about who has it and who doesn't. For students of history, it's a familiar lesson, a standard four beats to the bar in the repertoire of empires, not to mention the repertoire of penal institutions. For the hard of learning, the name of the lesson is just look what we can do to you anytime we fucking want. The point of the lesson is self-explanatory. The USA taught the world this lesson when it dropped Little Boy and Fat Man on Japan in 1945. GCRC, and the US military, taught it again when they invaded Iraq and thereby destabilized the entire Greater Middle East. It is regularly taught in maximum security prisons when the prisoners start to get a little feisty and remember that they outnumber the guards. That's where the lockdown concept originated. It isn't medical terminology. It is penal institution terminology. As we have been experiencing throughout 2020, the GCRC have no qualms about teaching us this lesson. It's just that they would rather not to have to unless it's absolutely necessary. They would much prefer that we believe we're living in democracies, governed by the rule of law, where everyone is free, and so on. It's much more efficient and much less dangerous than having to repeatedly remind us that they can take away our democratic rights in a heartbeat, unleash goon squads to enforce their guidance, and otherwise control us with sheer brute force. Those of us who have spent time in prison, or who have lived in de facto totalitarian societies, are very familiar with being ruled by edict. Most are not, so it has come as a shock. The majority of them still can't process it. They cannot see what is staring them in the face. They cannot see it because they can't afford to see it. If they did, they would suffer massive psychotic breakdowns, and become entirely unable to function, so their psyches will not allow them to see it. Others, who see it, can't quite accept the simplicity of it, that is, the lesson being taught, So they are proposing and composing assorted complicated theories about what it is and who is behind it: the Great Reset, China, the Illuminati, the white pussy stroker of Hook Norton, or whatever. Some of these theories are at least partially accurate. Others are utter QAnon lunacy. They all obscure basic point of the lesson. The point of the lesson is that GCRC can, virtually any time it wants, suspend the simulation of democracy and crack down on us with despotic force. It can A. declare a global pandemic or some other type of global emergency. B. cancel our so-called natural and legal rights. C. have the corporate media incessantly bombard us with lies and propaganda. D. have the internet companies censor any and all forms of dissent and evidence challenging said propaganda. E. implement all kinds of new intrusive safety and security measures, including but not limited to the physical violation of our bodies, etc. You get the not very pretty picture. The violation of our bodies is important, which is why they love cavity searches in airports and prisons. And the pandemic is only one part of the lesson. The other part is being forced to watch, or permitted to watch, depending on your perspective, as GCRC makes an example of Trump, as they made examples of Corbyn and Sanders, as they made examples of Saddam and Gaddafi, and other uncooperative foreign leaders, and as they will make an example of any political figurehead that challenges their power. And you wonder why Nigel is keeping his head down? It does not matter to GCRC that such political figureheads pose no real threat. Nor does it make the slightest difference whether these figureheads or the peeps who support and rally round them identify as left or right. GCRC could not possibly care less. The figureheads are just the teaching materials in the lesson that they are teaching us. And now, here we are, at the end of the lesson, not the end of the war on populism, just the end of this critical Trumpster, Brexit part of it. Once the usurper has been driven out of office, with Bruno signed off with troubles all round behind closed doors, the war on populism will be folded back into the war on terror, or the war on extremism, or whatever the media shills of the GCRC decide to call it. The name hardly matters. It is all the same war. Whatever they decide to call it, this is GCRC year zero. It is time for re-education, Ms. Braves Macherux. It is time for cultural revolution. No, not communist cultural revolution, global capitalist cultural revolution. It is time to flush the aberration of the last 4 years down the memory hole, and implement global new normal to make sure that this never happens again. Oh, yes, things are about to get normal. Extremely normal. Suffocatingly normal. Unimaginably oppressively normal. And we're not just talking about coronavirus measures. This has been in the works for the last 4 years. Remember, back in 2016, when everyone was so concerned about normality, and how the stunning victory of Trump and the UK leaving the EU was not normal, and must never be normalized. Well, here we are. This is it. This is the part where GCRC restores normality, a new normality, a totalitarian normality. A normality which tolerates no dissent and demands complete ideological conformity. From now on, when the GCRC and their media mouthpieces tell you something happened, that thing will have happened, exactly as they say it happened, regardless of whether it actually happened, and anyone who says it didn't will be labeled an extremist, a conspiracy theorist, a denier, or some other meaningless epithet. Such non-persons will be dealt with ruthlessly. They will be censored, deplatformed, demonetized, decertified, rendered unemployable, banned from traveling, socially ostracized, hospitalized, imprisoned, or otherwise erased from normal society. You will do what you are told. You will not ask questions. You will believe whatever they tell you to believe. You will believe it, not because it makes any sense, but simply because you have been ordered to believe it. They aren't trying to trick or deceive anybody. They know their lies don't make any sense. And they know that you know they don't make any sense. They want you to know it. That is the point. They want you to know they're lying to you, manipulating you, openly mocking you, and that they can say and do anything they want to you, and you will go along with it, no matter how insane. If they order you to take a fucking vaccine, you will not ask what is in the vaccine, or start whining about the potential side effects. You will shut up and take the fucking vaccine. If they tell you to put a face nappy on your child, you will put a fucking face nappy on your child. You will not go digging up studies from Denmark proving the futility of putting face nappies on children. If they tell you the Russians rigged the US election, then the Russians rigged the fucking US election. And, if, just 4 years later, they turn around and tell you that it's impossible to rig elections, then rigging an election is fucking impossible. This isn't an invitation to debate. It is a GCRC verified fact-checked fact. You will stand, or kneel, in your designated, social distancing box and repeat this verified fact-checked fact, over and over, like a fucking parrot, or they will discover some new mutant variant of virus and put you back in fucking lockdown. They will do this until you, like Cool Hand Luke, get your mind right, or you can live the rest of your life on Zoom, or post online content that no one but the internet censors, and God help him, SB, will ever see. Now our rulers have got the taste for totally controlling our lives. Do you really think this newfound power will be relinquished on request, or do you think we will see similar powers harnessed to fight such clear and present dangers as climate change or to protect environment or to combat whatever other imaginary threat serves the purpose? Answers on a postcard, COSB. Happy Totalitarian 2021. Copyright DJM 2021.